In this bulletin, Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese calls the Morrison government's 2020 budget a missed opportunity. Coronavirus-infected US President Donald Trump refuses to take part in a virtual presidential debate. And in the AFL, St Kilda's inexperienced finals players urged to draw inspiration from one of their opponents in tonight's semi-final against Richmond. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has detailed what a Labor government would do if it was in power in his response to the Morrison government's budget. He announced that Labor would scrap the cap on the childcare subsidy and look at introducing a universal 90% subsidy on childcare for every Australian family. Mr. Albanese says under the current scheme, women are held back from full-time work because of the high cost of childcare.
This is what real reform looks like. It will boost women's workforce participation, boost productivity, and get Australia working again. Building a childcare system that works for families will turbocharge productivity in workplaces, delivering a much-needed boost in economic growth of conservatively $4 billion a year.
Mr. Albanese also promised to modernise the electricity grid, which he said was designed for another century, and invest in more social housing. Northern Territory authorities have confirmed Greater Sydney's coronavirus hotspot declaration will be lifted today as planned. The decision will remove the need for people travelling to the top end from Sydney to complete 14 days of supervised quarantine. It also means anyone from Sydney already in quarantine in Darwin will be allowed to leave today. Territory Deputy Chief Health Officer Charles Payne says a briefing he received from the New South Wales officials has demonstrated that the current COVID-19 cases in Sydney are connected. And New South Wales Health has urged people who dined at the Monopole restaurant in Potts Point on Sunday, October the 4th, between 6 and 8 p.m. to monitor for symptoms and get tested after a confirmed case of COVID-19 was linked to the restaurant. Authorities also say anyone who travelled on public transport across a number of rail and bus lines between the 4th and 7th of October to monitor for symptoms. A full list of the affected rail and bus services is available on the New South Wales Health website. Let's check out what's happening overseas now. And COVID-19 infected US President Donald Trump says he will not participate in a virtual version of his second presidential debate with Democrat Joe Biden. The new format proposed by the Commission on Presidential Debates would see the candidates participate in a town hall-style event from remote locations. Last Thursday, President Trump tested positive for coronavirus, raising concerns that he had infected Mr. Biden and debate moderator Chris Wallace during the first presidential debate. The Debates Commission says the decision to go virtual on the 15th of October is aimed at protecting the health and safety of all involved. But Mr. Trump has told Fox News the new format is not acceptable to him.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want. And they're trying to protect Biden. Everybody is.
And the New England Journal of Medicine is accusing the US government of an astonishing degree of failure over the COVID-19 crisis that turned it into a tragedy. The editors of the respected medical journals say from the start of the pandemic, the US had failed to test effectively, resulting in testing rates lower than those seen in developing countries like Kazakhstan, Zimbabwe, and Ethiopia. The journal's editorial also criticises the government's inability to provide even the most basic personal protective equipment to healthcare workers and the general public. And the World Health Organization has reported a record one-day increase in global cases with over 300,000 new infections over the past 24 hours. Deaths from coronavirus have risen by over 5,500 to a total of just over 1 million. India reported the most new cases, followed by Brazil and the US. To the AFL and St Kilda's inexperienced finals, players have been urged to draw inspiration from one of their opponents in tonight's semi-final against Richmond. The Saints fielded 14 players without any previous finals history in a narrow win over the Western Bulldogs last week. But coach Brett Ratton says the lack of finals experience matters little to his side as it seeks to end the Tigers' premiership defence. He's pointed to Richmond's Marlon Pickett, former Hawthorn champion Dermot Brereton, and ex-Carlton teammate Matthew Hogg as players who've stepped up in big moments despite relative inexperience.
Whether it's your first final or your first game for the year, you look through history, it's littered with people that have come in and had an impact, you know, all the way back to Dermot. You can go through 95 with Matty Hogg. Last year, Pickett for the Tigers. You know, people are going to get these opportunities, and it's whether you can grab them with both hands and, make the most of it. And I think we've got players here that are going to try and do that.
Let's look at Friday's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 22. In Adelaide, sunny in 21. A couple of showers in Melbourne, 18 for you. A few showers in Hobart, 17. Partly cloudy, day 16 in the capital. Canberra, in Wollongong, mostly sunny and 22. Fine weather in Sydney as well, 25 for you, much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31, sunny and 30 in Cairns, and in Darwin, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with all the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to check out our podcasts. Go to the SBS News podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.